We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, and the Buffs are on the road at Stanford on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Your first question comes from the line of Mike Wilson with PacificTakes.com.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, I got a question for you here. How do you keep the fire going with your guys with this kind of outbreak of a season here? Like, how do you keep it going with such a young team?
Well, I think that, they haven't won a lot, so they like the taste of it. So they want to keep winning, and that's what's been motivating them. And then we have a lot of older guys that have been through a lot of hard things, a lot of what I call been through the fire, and they understand what it takes to play every week and to have a chance to win in this league, and they're doing that now. So I haven't had a problem with them not being ready. I think they'll be ready.
Sure. Now, what's the status of Sefo?
He came out of the game good, so he'll be starting this week. He played real well and came out of it real healthy.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kurt Cragthorpe with Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, I'm sure the overall success you're having this year is not surprising to you, but is there any aspect of your team that has exceeded expectations?
Well, I think they've come out every time to practice, to workouts, to games, excited about having an opportunity to play football. And I think that all the things they've been through, they saw what I saw, that we were going to have a good football team, and they don't want to not be successful because they've had so many tough times. And I think just going through all that has made them have that exceptional attitude every day. And that's what I've been most impressed with, is their exceptional attitude they've had every day. And that's motivated them to be successful.
And how about any position group or any aspect of football itself that's
well, I think that, I expected them to play good. I think we have depth everywhere. I think we've got a good football team. I would say that, our offensive line has played, really well basically in every game. Had a tough game, a little bit of a tough game at Michigan at parts, but that was after we got behind. But I think that the offensive line has come out to play every game and played hard and done well. I would say that area, that group has, I think maybe, I don't know if exceeded my expectations, but definitely where I thought they would be, maybe not where everybody else thought they would be that looked outside of our program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kevin Gemmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Last week I was asking you about the first recruiting class and what you remembered about those guys. I just wanted to follow up on that. Are there any more specific details that you might recall from that recruiting cycle? For example, who was the first guy who committed to you? How quickly from when you were hired were you on, working the phones, that sort of thing?
Wow, I wish there was, they had about 10 guys already committed here. I think one of them went somewhere else, but the rest of the guys stayed with it. I called all the night I got the job. I called them, the guys that were committed already, I called those guys. And then the next morning I started calling other recruits and going there. It was a dead period, so I couldn't go see them. So that was tough. So I couldn't go out. I had to just call for about 3 weeks there and build a relationship. So then I had lined everything up to go out to all the houses and see everybody and get everything wrapped up. I can't recall who the first guy was that committed to the new guys. I can't recall that right now. It might have been. I don't know who it was. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it was a whirlwind.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star, then the number one.
Any further questions for Coach? All right. Hearing none, that'll do it. Hey, Mike, thanks for your time today.
All
Good
right.
luck this weekend.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.